always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. A big shout out again to our sponsor, Evolution Financial. SUPEC and Evolution Financial sponsoring this program. There are sponsorship opportunities, of course, for more businesses and more local organizations that might want to get involved in supporting the station or Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show itself. Just reach out to Luke. Head to devilradio927.com and you can find Luke's info and find out all about ways to get involved in being maybe a sponsor or getting some mentions, even more mentions and interview opportunities on the show. We do want to head as Colin Murray, the executive director of Dane by Local, and I were just talking moments ago about our smaller surrounding communities in Madison and how unique and great they are. And so now we're going to talk with Rick Francois over in Belleville about the community, also the Belleville Chamber. He is the president there. Rick, thanks for taking time for us this morning to tell us about your wonderful community just south of Madison.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. We're glad to be on with you today.
So, Rick, let's talk a little bit about the community itself and how things have kind of evolved and changed in recent years. We keep hearing more and more about Belleville and some of the great things happening down there. So introduce some of those things to people.
Yeah, so it is. It's, we're only about 12 minutes from the west side of Madison and kind of a well-kept secret for many years. But I think people, especially with COVID last year, we got the Badger Trail coming through, the bike trail coming through, it's kind of, 100,000 people every year. And then, of course, we've got the Sugar River comes right through, right behind our main street, and Lake Belleville. And so for recreation, Belleville's a really cool town. And, so we've been doing things like paddle nights. We've got, people can learn how to canoe, and there's been a couple of races in town, cool races. One out of Chicago that 10 Junk Miles puts on. We actually had a 100-mile race, marathon, half marathon in town last month, and he's doing another one at the end of this month. And also a triathlon in Lake Belleville, too, at the end of August. So, yeah, a lot of neat things going on.
It's pretty great with the Badger Trail races, like you mentioned, and I was looking up info on the 10 Junk Miles race. So that's coming up next week, right? Next weekend?
That's correct, yes.
And it's still opportunities for people if they want to get involved to participate, or is registration closed? Do you know?
No, it's not. It's not closed. Now, he does several races. I think the 100 miler might be sold out, but the other ones are still open yet.
Okay, those are more my speed. The 100-miler might be a little too much for some of us.
And then just 2 weeks away is the community picnic that Belleville has every year. And there's a 5K race during that one, too. So,
yeah, community picnic down in Belleville. There's information on the Chamber's Facebook page about some of these things, including the 10 Junk Mile race. As well, you guys are so great at promoting the things that are coming through Belleville. So what you're doing specifically and your community businesses are doing, but also the things that Belleville is a part of, the Chamber has been doing a great job of letting people know about that. Tell us a little bit about that effort to make sure that everyone knows kind of activities that are also coming through Belleville. Maybe you're not the originators, but you're part of it.
Yes. Well, the Chamber about Belleville. And one of the things, with the digital age, where we need some improvement there. And we just recently, the village hired the economic development coordinator. And she is also, Rebecca Olson is also part of the Chamber. And so working together with Village Hall and the Chamber, you mentioned our website, Facebook pages. We've just been doing a lot better job of getting the news out. We also started, part of that process was a village newsletter that goes out once a month. And so just working hard, to get the news out. It's easier with the digital world right now. So, leveraging that as much as we can.
There's a few different Bellevilles in the country. So if you Google Belleville, you got to make sure you hit the right one. The web address, though, for all the chamber events and to find out everything and a whole bunch about Belleville is belleville-wi.com. So if you just go belleville-wi.com, you go right there and you can find out about the organization, about membership if you're interested in that, the events, the calendar, all that stuff is right there, including links to the Facebook page, which again, like I said, has some interesting information, up-to-date information about events happening. We're talking with Rick Francois, the president of the chamber. Rick, you're also a business owner in Belleville. So let's tell people about your business quick.
Sure. So I've been, it's a family business. I'm actually third generation with the Ford dealership in town. So Francois Ford has been in town actually since 1932. And my grandfather started the business. Cool, kind of recently, we just built a new store in 2016. So we moved off of old Main Street and out on two main corridors coming out of town, Highway 69. On the east side and Highway PB on the north side, both going to Madison, and most of the traffic's on Highway PB. And so there's a 300-acre development going on the west side of town, and so that's good news too. But yeah, that's where our new dealership is right now, and so yeah, we're glad to keep that that business alive. And the car business has been very interesting in the last few months. We had COVID to deal with, and then of course now everybody knows about the chip shortage and inventory shortages right now, but working out through that, so we'll it'll be good.
Your business has been around almost 90 years, so you guys are doing something right over there, that's for sure.
Well, Bell's they're a small town, big heart, and it's a really cool community.
Another thing I see from the chamber that you've helped bring to the community and are promoting in the community is some music opportunities. So you had Tuesday evenings, music in July, so there's at least one more of those that people can enjoy, right?
Yes, that's Belleville's always been, for some reason, had a lot of musicians in the area, and there still is. There's always, you know, 5-6 working bands out of Belleville, this little town of, you know, 2,000 people. And so, yeah, music in the park usually goes on. It started a little late for COVID, July, every Tuesday night. And then we do a music crawl in the winter, last weekend in January. And then there's a coffee shop in town that has music almost every week, too. And so, yeah, there's a nice entertainment scene down there in Belleville, too.
Lovely community. You got the river going through there. Wonderful local shops as well. Opportunities to get involved. Like you said, a coffee shop too. Hey, if you got a coffee shop in town, I'll come. That's for sure.
Right.
Rick, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you about before we let you go. And I just see something about the village and how collaborative it's been, kind of working on some environmental challenges and things like that too. You know, there's a Facebook post that talks about instead of completing a costly upgrade to the waste treatment facility, the village went a different direction and worked with private landowners to make adjustments to help improve the quality, right? So there are different ways to deal with things, and it seems like you guys are a community that's connected.
Well, the Sugar River is a big part of that. I mean, really, you know, that river has been improved a lot in the last 10 years. And one of the big things that happened, this goes back almost 15 years now, the separation of the Sugar River from Lake Bellevue. And the community spent $6 million getting that straightened out so that river, it's a spring-fed lake now. And then a lot of work has been done upstream towards Verona and Madison, you know, stream bank improvements, so less erosion and infiltration into the river basin. And so Belleville's always been concerned with the environment just because of the natural resources we've got. And now with the help of Dane County, I mean, it's just really going along really well. The Sugar River is becoming a popular trout stream now.
A lot of great things happening in Belleville. Mm-hmm. Head to belleville-wi.com to learn all about them. Rick Francois, president of the chamber and also business owner of the Ford dealership down there. Rick, thanks for your time and everything you do for our community and to help bring Belleville's attention to Belleville, to all of us here around the area so we can swing down and check it out.
You're welcome. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Carly and Courtney. they're the best coaches. They're dragging me around on a 100-mile bike ride today. And I wouldn't make it if it wasn't for them. So thanks, Jason.
You bet, Rick. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, your Saturday, and the rest of your ride. Really great town, Belleville. Again, there's so much happening there. Belleville-WI.com. It's a hidden gem. So many around our area in Dane County. It's fun to bounce around to some of these smaller communities and find out what they're all about. And Belleville certainly has a lot to offer. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Let's Get Local program. More Dane by Local, local business, local organization talk in just a bit.
Rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure.